Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When people look at Shady's comparison, they say Barry Sanders, right? The way he ran the ball. They used to call me Baby T.O., right? But more like I was just big. But there was really no comparison there.
Right.
Pack, I don't know who they compared you to. Who they compared you to?
Deion Sanders.
So Deion Sanders. Who would you say your comparison is?
Hold on, though. Yeah, what are you talking about? Hold on. I can't let that go. Hold on. They can push you to who? Hold on, no.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheels straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Lowest moment of your life?
That's suicidal. I tried to take myself out in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm.
And I didn't no longer want to be here, man.
You have to be strongest to bypass all of the thoughts that it takes to keep yourself here.
You know, I know my mama gonna see this and I love her.
Where you at? 1 to 10. Legendary question on I Am Athlete, our platform, our show. Men, it's time for us to talk about it. Talk therapy is critical for performance. So on this episode today, we brought in BetterHelp to sponsor this one and provide a platform for all of us to utilize if we are in need. If you think you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, today's sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you talk to a therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule a secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/IAA. Also, link below in the description.
This show is going to be a little bit about business.
It's a little different.
Business. Business. It's a little different because a lot of times when we talk business, it's always the OGs
right.
giving game to the
young boys. Right.
This might be the opposite.
Huh.
He's making more money than all of us right now. Okay, that's facts. But this person, just so the team know, he's under 21. So you can't, no alcohol.
This is water right now.
Water.
This is water. I mean, just sitting here, right, like, we all been, had a great career, right, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? I was a highly recruited coming out from high school. You was too, right, Pac?
Yes, sir.
You wasn't, but you was a good player.
Yeah.
But I never seen, I guess the media is different now. You know what I'm saying? The social media and all that. Where we sitting with a young kid, 18, right?
Yeah.
This guy not only has an 8-figure deal with Puma.
The first to do a shoe deal.
The first to ever do it. Matter of fact, this is my camera. Give me my camera. We in New York City.
New York City.
The
real
Puma store in Manhattan, right? The store's closed down. You can't buy nothing else. It's over. And the reason why we're up in this store right now, because you're looking at him. So we want to give you your flowers. I know it's still early in your career, but we got to give you your flowers.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the first question I want to ask you is, how do you manage all that financially? Like, you getting money and all that. How do you,
what how you do mean, you handle just the lifestyle?
No, I'm saying just the lifestyle, being the first to get a big eight-figure deal for Puma. You ain't even play college. You ain't play NFL or NBA yet.
I was dealing with a lot of politics and stuff like that growing up, so I kind of groomed myself with it. Then you got the NIL hit, so it's like that's a whole nother world right there now that money's involved with it. But I mean, I know that it could all end tomorrow though, so that's why I feel humble with it. You know, I'll be talking to my homeboys a lot, and I'm like, I'm the first to do this, first to do that, right? And it's like, God don't put everybody in this position. A lot of people tell me if I was in your shoes, like, you can't tell me nothing. It's not like, yeah, you right. But in my head, I'm like, damn, like, that's God though. God don't give everybody this position. Like, you gotta be able to, you know what I'm saying, know how to go about it for real, for real.
So last year when the Neil law was in effect, came into effect and was passed, excuse me, one of the things I thought about was like, yo, it's dope and it's, you know, we should have did this 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the things I was nervous about was how does a high school athlete or even a college athlete keep the main thing, right? Like, meaning like at the end of the day, you can't put fame before the game. So now you're in high school and now you're making millions of dollars. You're making more money than probably half of the NBA, half of the NFL. So how do you make sure that you keep the game before all the other stuff?
just staying grounded, and I haven't made it yet. You know what I'm saying? I've accomplished a lot, but I feel like I ain't made it yet because I'm not in the league yet. You feel me? That's the ultimate goal right there. And then when you got that, then that's a whole nother story. But my mindset gonna be my mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm go hard, you feel me? Because we was talking about it earlier, like, people get better, like, at work, the work gonna show, and it's also gonna catch up if you're not working, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna see people passing and stuff like that. So, probably, I don't wanna, like, I'm trying to stay at the top, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got an ego to where I can't let nobody think that's right, better than me, you know what I'm saying? So, that's just, it's just dogging me, honestly.
Hey, I'm just sitting here thinking, and, of course, I wouldn't have had an NIL deal in college, I mean, in high school,
but you got
I should
paid,
say.
Though.
But I was really good in basketball. I heard that you was really good in basketball. I mean, I know that you're really
we
good at basketball.
We still got that 1-1 game,
right? I heard that you was really good in football, too, bro. So tell me about your football career. Like, when did you figure out, all right, I'm going to go play basketball
you
and
know,
leave
it's crazy. I didn't even leave football. So I played football, played young. I would tell I was like 6th or 7th grade or something like that. But football is my first love. Like, I ain't like basketball for real. Like, growing up, my whole childhood, I'm not like basketball, but I love football, though. You know what I'm saying? I used to go to sleep with the football, bro. On everything. On my mama, I used to go to sleep with the football night before a game, all of it. Like, I don't know something about the feeling, to be honest, but, man, I remember one season, I had broke my foot, right? Mm. This was in the preseason. I broke my foot, whatever. So I come off the cast, I come out about the cast like 3 weeks early. My pops cut off. My pops like, look, like we was in the playoffs, right? Then we had played a team. We was playing a team that had won the national championship year before or whatever. So my pops is like, so you trying to cut it off? I'm like, we'll do it. You feel me?
For the game?
Hey, nah, it was that week during practice. So I had the cast on for like 4 weeks already, right? So I got a week to get right, basically. So I'm like, I'm not knowing how it's gonna feel, right? Then it's 3 weeks early, so cut off with some scissors. I swear, it took like 30 minutes with some scissors. Wow. It wasn't even sharp, it was just kitchen scissors. You feel me?
That took all day, right?
It took about 30 minutes. I'm telling you, I fall down. I can't stand up. I fall down, I swear to God. But yeah, I practiced about for a week. Then we ended up winning this and that, you know what I'm saying? But after that year, basketball had took off for me. So basically, I was like, all right, like, well, my foot never healed. So that
and
was
this is the first point. Business decision. I said we're going to talk business, right?
This is real business.
This is real
right
business right
cut
here.
Cut the cast off.
You had to decide.
Go and play against the number one team in the country.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what you want, what you want to do.
Well, you had to decide too. You're going to do basketball, do football. Now the first big business decision.
And it's funny because it was hard to give up football, but basketball just took off faster for me. So it was like, it just makes sense. You know what I'm saying? But I still get the itch. I'm telling you, I still get the itch.
It ain't too late. What was harder, you think?
Basketball's harder. Basketball's harder.
Basketball's harder.
How is it harder? I think
positions, because you got five. Positions are hard to guard in basketball. Like, I don't know, the game is just different. Football, it's like you depend a lot on your size, strength. You got to be smart, but you don't got to be that smart to play football. Like basketball, you got to have. Depending on what position you play. Like,
I play with a lot of dummies, so he is right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like basketball, you got to have IQ. Like, you got to have IQ. Like, 10 times out of 10, if you're on the field and you're stronger and faster and more athletic than someone, you're going to win that 10 out of 10. That's not the case in basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be real smart, man. You just got to know a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you don't just got to know your position. You got to know everybody else's position. Rather than the only people who need to know positions, like, say, on offense, like the people that play multiple positions. You know what I'm saying? But basketball is a little bit different.
So give me an example of someone that you respect that has high basketball IQ.
Bron.
That's your guy, right?
Bron.
Bron. What makes him smart? Like,
the plays that he makes, he reads the play. Like, he's always, like, one play ahead. Like, that's kind of how I am. Like, because I played quarterback, so that basically went basically into my basketball. So I see the floor very well, and I can see stuff that's going to happen that other people can't see. And it gets frustrating sometimes. But definitely, Bron, if you see the passes that he make, and you know what I'm saying, just, like, back screens and simple stuff like that, and not everybody do though. You know what I'm saying? He's just gifted. And then experience, you play the game for so long, and you're arguably the greatest of all time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I heard you say parents, then you said your dad cut off the cast. Your parents athletes?
Yeah. My pops played basketball and football. My mom's played basketball and softball.
Oh. So it's in his blood.
So it's in his blood. Yeah.
So how do they contribute to, like, this journey that you're on right now as an athlete and also as a businessman?
Oof. A lot. They was always, you know, always supportive. But when it got to a certain point, honestly, it was almost like I had to really, like, teach myself, because that was something they haven't went through. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for them to try to teach me. Rather, I'm going through it, so I'm gonna know a little bit more about this than they might know. But there's nothing wrong with that. But it just got to a point where I'm like, I'm just teach myself, you know what I'm saying? But it's supportive though, for sure.
So let me ask you this though, right? So when the deal from Puma came,
right,
and when that surfaced, you know what I'm saying? And Puma was like, yo, we want to sign you, and et cetera. Yeah. Who handles all that, right? Because I know you do, but like, what supporting team?
My pops, so I got Excel. So Excel is the one that brought the deal, right? So I guess you can say that it was because of them. But basically, Unc's Uncle my Pat. Manager, basically.
Okay, yeah. Unc, I see you, Unc.
Yeah,
Unc. So you got Uncle Pat.
Unc took a lot of trash too, ladies and gentlemen.
As far as approach them, as far as like when something comes up that's business related, like how we handle that, like, usually Unc's the most versatile one, so that's like my right hand man right there. And I let Pops deal with the hoop stuff, like that's it. He got the hoop stuff, you know what I'm saying? But Unc isn't this season as Pops in the hoop stuff, right? But my Pops isn't this season as Unc with the business stuff, you know what I'm saying? So that's where the roles come in. Then, you know what I'm saying? I got Chris, my boy Chris, who takes care of this, that, and the third, right? And it's like everybody play. I don't assign. You do this, you do this, you do what you do, that's gonna be what you do, you know what I'm saying? Then Unc be with me like every day. So Unc like he knows what's going on more than everybody else in our group. But we all like speaking to each other, everybody's on game, but it's just experience to be honest. So that's why he's my right hand, he's more versatile, like he'll go speak for me.
So you mentioned LeBron James earlier.
Right.
Right. One of the things that LeBron is celebrated for is his team, dudes he played high school ball with. And now you got Maverick Carter running Spring Hill. You got Rich Paul who's running Clutch, but LeBron ain't a part of that, right? Can't be. But all his dudes are in position. Is that someone, I mean, you study from a basketball standpoint, from a business
standpoint?
That's
the reason I'm like that. Like, I'm the same way. That's the reason. Bron's the reason. I'm telling you, like, I've always been like, I've always been like, if you see me, you're going to see me with a family member or, like, this gang. Like, you're going to see me with somebody that's in my circle. It's not, you're never going to see me with nobody new. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I meet new people and stuff, but you're not going to see me with them and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all about, like, self-investing. Like, my who you hang around is you. Like, I'm going to invest in us so we can all do something big. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like leeches. I don't got no leeches around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had some. I didn't cut that off, though. But I'm trying to say, I'm trying to invest in Vaughn, what you trying to do? I mean, I'll invest in you, you know what I'm saying? You take it from there, you feel me? Like that. Then we start a business, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to keep it in the family.
Mikey, two-part question right here. I never got an eight-figure deal when I was in high school. First of all, what's the first thing you freaking said to yourself? Like, Puma! Like, what they say? But I can imagine what that feeling is like. It's like being drafted in the first round or like right. going to the NFL. First of all, how was that? Second of all, what is the biggest thing probably you've had conversation-wise with LeBron as far as business?
For the first one, it was more so to me when I signed the shoe deal. And the money didn't hit till I actually went to a store and like, it's on right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, all right, let me go get my neck right. Let me go do all that, you know what I'm saying? But it was it definitely felt great, and it didn't hit me for like 2 weeks. It just hit me. I was like, damn, like I really can't believe it, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Puma for that. And then second, me and Bron don't really talk on business. That's more like that's more like family. He'll holler at me, I'll holler at him just on some what's good with it, you know, how you been, whatever. Keep going like on some love. But it ain't really been nothing deeper than that for real. That's how it's always kinda been.
You got Bron's number?
I don't got Bron's number.
Y'all just DM. Y'all never talk about.
I'm gonna get that for you.
You gonna get that?
Yep.
So we talk Bron, you got Bronny.
Bronny.
Y'all the same class?
Yeah.
What's your top five in your class?
Your top five in your class.
It's a lot of guys in my class, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I haven't seen all of them play, so I can't give you a real top five, to be honest. Like, I can't give you a
why not?
Well, how I about this, the top I, five? I haven't like, seen
the dudes that you've
five.
Seen.
How about the dudes I'm, you I'm not gonna put myself. I'm gonna put you gotta have.
No order though.
This no is like order, five yeah. you like. DJ definitely gonna be in there. DJ Wagner, you got. that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, my class is front heavy, so it's like, it's not too much. It's not too much depth, but my class isn't the best class though. At the same time, and then I don't like. Then on top of that, I just ain't seen all of them play. Like, if you give me, say, last year's class, that's a loaded class. Like, I can give you an opinion on the top five and that, but I can't really give one on this one.
So I think moving from the business part, can we move from the business part?
he was mad.
Hey, look, to know about yourself, because people don't know you. All they see is Instagram or highlights, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What type of music you listen to? Like, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I listen to a lot of different music. Like, I got my rap music. Then you got that little rap R&B music mixture.
Well, who the
favorite artist?
Like, I give you my
top three. If you had to pick top three,
NBA YoungBoy.
Because every kid want to hear this right now.
No cap.
All the kids love NBA YoungBoy.
They love him.
Hold on, when the hell have you been in the last 20 goddamn years? You don't know about NBA YoungBoy. He's the number one rapper in the world right now.
YoungBoy ain't even talking.
But I'm just saying, but he's the number one rapper in the world. That. Trending and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
Hey, look, my last year of with the Bucks.
You was in there listening to the NBA?
First time I heard NBA YoungBoy, but nah, it was Devin White. Because they from Louisiana. Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
I don't know him like that, but every song was like, it's scary. Like, somebody will get shot, that's all. Every song, somebody getting shot. Like, twice. I'm like, damn, this dude violent. So, all right. So, anyway, who else you got? NBA YoungBoy.
No cap.
No cap. I do like Young Cap. No cap.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's no cap?
Rallo.
No cap.
He's Rallo from, Rodriguez. He's from,
who you saying?
Cap from Alabama. Rallo Rodriguez.
Boy, what?
Now, I don't know none of these dudes. Hey, I don't know none of these rappers. I'm
make sure you get his number, too. That's the homie.
Nah, I got Rallo.
That's Rallo. Rallo.
Good people, I know it's my no cap shooter.
Who's Rallo? Rallo, he's a singer?
He's from Alabama.
Rallo Rodriguez.
He do the,
Who's Rallo?
Come on, bro.
No, he does the,
he signed the little baby, bro.
Oh, I don't know who that is. I thought the auto-tune.
You don't listen to them South, so.
Y'all listen to South music like that.
They can't. Nice. He obviously
right? He different. He different.
So that's three. So you got two more. That's three. Who else?
Lil Baby.
You can't. Lil Baby hot. That Lil Baby, he hottest thing rolling right now.
You can't. Fifth, I go
with. You don't listen to no Kodak?
I listen to Yak.
I do like Kodak.
I listen to Yak.
Jack?
I'm gonna go.
Yak.
Yeah, Kodak.
That's his name, Yak?
Yeah.
They older than me. I don't even.
You know, Mikey got 4 million followers.
Yeah.
They all your name. They're going to be clowning you. They're going to be like, you don't know Yak?
Who your last one?
No disrespect.
Oh, Nip. Got to be.
Nip.
Hey, look, so what's your DM life like? Huh? Let's get to
it. As far as
you young, you fly, you marketable. Right. Number one player in the country.
Right.
Now, Shady. It's popping,
right?
You know what I'm saying, on Instagram.
Say who?
Right.
He prefer Instagram than meeting in person, probably. So
he's lying, though.
Superstar.
He's lying.
DM. Look in the camera and tell him you're tight. Hey, y'all there?
Oh, you finna.
What you looking for?
He finna have my motion go away.
Yeah, they tripping on that. Up. They dry snitching.
We ain't gonna say nothing about you, Shady.
No, bro.
No, but I'm asking you for serious. Is your DM on fire? Yes or no? You got 3 million viewers. Is it on fire?
Of course, it's on fire. All
right.
It's on fire. I get y'all like inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that ain't for everybody, you know, though.
Right.
Yeah, but how do you navigate through that, right? Because, like, your challenges is different than everybody else in the
anybody
world.
Anybody else. That's right.
I mean, you got to think about every move you make. That's one of the things that made LeBron legendary. Is, yeah, he's dope on the field, but
he the best role
he
model.
He got a clean, like, you don't hear no dirt on LeBron, right? And you got an opportunity to do the same thing. So how you approach your dating life and the girls and all of that?
It's a good question.
You know what I mean? If I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? That's how it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? But I tend to like to keep it on the low at first, But I could tell with a short young, like, I could tell her vibe just off of talking to her for 2 seconds, you know what I'm saying? And how they approach me. I don't like, if I DM somebody, I'd rather approach them, because then it's like, all right, they ain't even approached me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me slide, you know what I'm saying? Like, right, and I hope it's like they approach me, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, but I've never been in a relationship with a female that's approached me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, but like, let me grab it, you know?
This is the only advice I would give you, bro, is like, you know, young, and then obviously you can eat, bro. Like, we like to break bread with people on the show that we admire and respect. Sure. So this is Melbus in Harlem, black owned business. When I was playing for the Jets and Giants, I used to go there almost every Thursday night, me and my lady, and support this fire food. So this is Melbus. Shout out to Melbus. Have you had any celebrity chicks, older chicks, slide in the DMs?
They probably slide different.
Hey, great game.
He 18.
When did it start for
me? I was illegal.
But I was having
See, bro, you
ain't wait till I got
See,
the
you ain't have no juice, B. You know what I'm saying? In the city, boy, things start early.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was speaking for myself.
So you had like a celebrity chick?
I was having motion with that before I was 18.
Damn, no babies.
When did you consider yourself a baby?
This is what I would say to you. Like, I never was popping like that.
I know, that's why I'm asking a question.
What's that?
When did you consider yourself grown as a kid?
Man, not until I got to college, bro.
I've been grown since I was 13.
I believe that.
Now, that's the ideal thing to do.
I'm talking about grown as in mom and daddy ain't waking me up for school.
Yeah.
It's my choice, do I want to go to school or not? I might give my mama $500-$600 this month on the rent. You know what I mean? Hey, man, what's going on? Da-da-da-da. We like you here at this school. Hey, man, da-da-da-da.
Oh, making those decisions.
Yeah.
That happened for me. That happened gone. Eighth grade. But as far as grown, we talking about women. Like, that took – I was so focused on basketball. I mean, on football and basketball and track that I wasn't, like – I was corny. I was whack. I wasn't into girls like that. I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Here's my advice.
I mean, a lot hasn't changed. Like, you still
– I'll take that. Here's my advice, bro, is have fun, enjoy, you know what I'm saying? But be smart.
Be careful, bro.
Sickness, disease, babies, you know what I'm saying? More
baby
problems.
Mamas.
So.
God damn. Let me tell you, the child support thing is real now.
Yep.
We just chopping up game, you get what I'm saying? This, you're going to be like, man, goddamn Pack and B, Shady told me this. I'm telling you. Look here, partner.
I mean,
camera, zoom in. Look here, man. I ain't gonna say no name, but I know a friend of mine that was probably only making $1 million. He played 10 years. He spent $8,500 a month from the time he played. I think his son is.
God bless
his
him.
His son was one when he went to the league. I'm just saying, just mentally, this is how you gotta move. And this is just shooting game at you so you can start thinking about this. You know what I mean? When you think about, oh man, oh that feel good, you know what I'm saying? Without no, boy. That feeling, you get what I'm saying? Because the feeling, it ain't like the check. And what I was saying was like,
and they all want the check.
Man, $8,500 a month. Hey,
tell them that.
Take them to court.
Pack, oh, tell
I'm
them
the
that.
Best
Pack.
Dad didn't work cheap. $8,500.
Right.
They all want
that's
the check.
On the low end. You get what I'm saying?
And then, so. and then also that's that side of it too. But you know, and everybody got their own their perspectives and their own views on things, bro. I just think that like, when you ready to settle down, like make sure like that's the one, like. Write down, here's my top five non-negotiables. Here's my top five non-negotiables. This is what I want in a woman. You know what I'm saying? And until you find that, take it easy, right? Like a lot of dudes get in these long-term relationships early because it feel good, it look good. You know what I'm saying? Create the standard and hold that standard. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a big commitment.
It's real.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have these conversations.
Is there any, like, I know you got your supporting cast. You talked about them earlier, but like, is there any like players that play, current players or ex-players that you talk to about any of this stuff? Money, women, whatever?
The homies, like, not like I won't miss if I'm like, well, I got dudes I'm cool with and I got the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, say like Melo, like that's just on us, that's just, I wouldn't even put that as consider guys like Melo, Amari, like them is in a basketball category because that's life. That goes, our relationship goes past basketball. So that's just regular stuff that we talk about, you know what I'm saying? But not too many dudes in the league.
Melo.
And Amari?
Wait, Melo, old head Melo? Or are you talking about young, or?
Melo Ball.
No, Melo Ball. Ball.
And who is Amari?
Bailey.
Okay. He, young boy.
Yep.
But what I'm saying, I'm talking about like, not like like friends, like y'all the same, you almost the same age. Right, Amari, and then you got
something about like, let's paint it this way. Like G's in the
I mean, like an old head.
Old head.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
let me paint the picture this way. This is what I said on the show before. Every man you hear, you got a mentor. That's what Shady talking about. Who's that dude you look up to that you follow outside of Onk, outside of Pop?
Does everybody have to have a mentor?
I think so.
I think it helps him out.
You had a mentor, bro.
Crazy.
You never had a mentor?
Never looked up to not now, man.
Deion Sanders.
Was not my mentor until after I got into the league.
But that's what I mean.
So when I was growing up, I wasn't looking at
I'm not talking about
mentally,
that.
Mentally, my life was too fast to be go, oh, I want to call Deion Sanders. Be like, man, get the fuck out of here.
So you think you better because you had it? I'm asking you, like, do you think that helped?
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is.
But if you had like, that, would you have been better? My question. If you had some type of help.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about, Pac. Like, I'm talking about eventually you got there.
You're right. I would have probably did better.
That's
I would have probably did.
It's obvious.
But my question is, like, it sounds easy, like, oh, boom, 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 I'm the number one player. My access, because I got all of this, that doesn't mean, like, it's old heads like us that would be willing to, like, hey, little bro, man, I'm watching you, you know what I mean? But I love what you're doing.
I say one, he ain't no hooper, but Jacquees. He always check like he always
that's my brother.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah. That's my dog. Like he let me come
stay shout out to Quees. He got an album on
solid,
the way.
Solid dude.
He let me come stay at his crib or whatever. Like you know what I'm saying? That's one dude that I can say like always reach out to me, make sure I'm good and stuff like that on the right track.
Yeah, and that's what Shady was talking about.
You don't think that, my thing is like, I swear, man, I had my dad, my dad was in my life, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, he was real strict. And then my brother played pro ball. He didn't play that level I played at, but he still was smoking a call like, yo, damn, you know what I mean? They just gave me, I don't know, $50 million deal. They gave me $38 million guaranteed. Like, he don't know, he never had that money, but he got an idea like, yo, don't do this because this is what I did wrong. Or, you know what I'm saying? So like, I had somebody to help me out, but I'll be thinking about if I was on your level, because we on different levels than I've seen, probably what? I'm thinking of OJ Mayo, LeBron, you know what I mean? Your type of, if I had my dog, what should I do with this? What should I do that? Because they already did it.
Lie. One thing with me is I am hard headed. I will tell you that, but I'm not hard headed towards ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, I'm a man. I'm gonna make my own decision. It's like I only give another man advice. I ain't gonna tell another man what to do. It's your decision. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I think about it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, I'm like, you gonna respect my decision? You know what I'm saying? So say my pops be the same way in my ear. He's not like. He's not strict on me like that or nothing like that, but it's about some stuff. Or even everybody, they all like got something to say, like, you know what I'm saying, about something, like trying to give me a different point of view. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I hear him out, but at the end of the day, I ain't gonna base my decision off of what so and so is saying. I gotta feel that. You know what I'm saying?
And Shady, you know, it's kind of hard because, like, throwing myself back in the equation. But for instance, I came up through Atlanta. I was highly ranked and all that. You know, made a couple dollars playing ball, doing boom, boom, boom. But right after the Miami game, I mean, like, it went from couldn't even call nobody for
West Virginia.
$100 Western Union. You hear what I'm telling you? What? The night we played Miami, oh my God, did it change my life. Then, you know, and I'm just speaking about it.
What happened in the Miami game?
You don't remember when I smacked Kevin Winslow in the Miami game? What the hell are you at, B? Jesus Christ.
Tell the people.
But what I'm saying is that game changed my life. And verbatim, as in tournaments, like he was saying when the Cavs took my boom, basketball jump off. Do you get what I'm saying? Then you get, oh. Yeah, at that point, I don't even want to hear what you got to say because where you was at just
like he did all the work. He did all the work.
Yeah, like, you get what I'm saying? I'm finna stick out with him. You know what I mean? Dada blase this, blase that. I'm speaking.
His core is his core, though. Yeah. Your core, your core should be your core. Yeah. The core group you're with, nah, roll with them. I'm just saying, for like small things, like, you know, like if I had somebody to tell me more about, like, take care of my body, because everybody say that, but like, tell me, like LeBron, he talking about he spending $1 million. So that sounds cool. But if I call you, like, yo, Bron, what is that really? Because everybody said $1 million, but what right. is that? Tell me exactly what you're doing. I'm buying this, I'm buying that. So right. that way, that, so when I say like, ask my for advice, I'm not talking about your decision, but stuff like that, like take care of your body. Well, what's that mean, bro? Show me your receipt, what you did. That way you can respect it more. Do you see what I'm saying? That's why I was asking like a figure like that really did it.
But I want to piggyback off what Shady's saying, because that's important, because like, bro, like there's a huge responsibility with your platform. You're the first in a lot of things. You understand? So like, there's a lot of dudes, his nephews, you know, his kids, my kids, my nephews are looking up, and they gonna listen more to you than they listen to us sometimes, right? Yeah. So,
well, Mikey said
I say that because,
like...
you know, like you just said from a basketball perspective, because we'll get to the back to business. I know Shay don't want to talk too much about business, but from a basketball perspective, you said you want to be a Hall of Famer, you want to be great. So I think you need to be intentional. I think Quez phenomenal, right? Because he can teach you about life. But then who wore them shoes before? LeBron James. Like, I feel like you should call LeBron James, LBJ, and say, bro, teach me how to, what that look like. Why are you spending $1 million? How much should I be spending right now? Right? Like, if you thinking about being legendary, you got to talk to Tom Brady. You got to talk to Serena Williams. You got to talk to, you know, Derek Jeter. Right. You understand?
Tiger Woods.
That's
and
right.
And you got the access. And yeah. we ain't knocking you. We getting you game. Like, you the shit. You get what I'm saying? It's gonna light them up when you, hey, bro, da da da. God damn, he just DM'd.
They feel special.
Mike just DM'd. I'm gonna say, hey, man, what the fuck you doing with your body? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
And then blow them up more. Yeah. If they tell you, if they can talk about everything's narrative, I don't care what nobody say, right? They gonna promote it, yo, because they don't have to gain nothing from you, but they help you out. They gonna put that in the blogs, you know what I mean? They look bigger.
So that's just the advice right there, you know what I'm saying? And you already doing a phenomenal job, bro. I wasn't thinking the way you was thinking at this age. Now I'll push it to the business side because you talked about it, you brought it up. But Lil Birdie told me that, like, you want to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't thinking about being a billionaire until about 2 years ago. That's it. Like, what does that mean, you want to be a billionaire? How you going to make a bill?
I'm trying to be worth $1 billion by the time 25. So 7 years. In 7 years, because it's like, I think with me, I got bread right now, but
yeah,
I'm trying to live.
That's what I'm about to say. Like,
by the way,
don't get it messed up. Like,
thank you, Puma.
Yeah.
I'm making investments like now, but it's not, I'm trying to have bread to where I'm making $50 million investments, right? And that's turning into $500 million. Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I could do that by the time I'm 25. I think
Yeah, you can.
So that's what I'm trying. That's my goal.
Bro, we wasn't thinking like this. We're talking
nobody
like this 18, when we was 18.
Nobody 18 thinking like that. I know. So you already had the game.
Can we go back to basketball real quick?
Let's do it.
Top five schools. No, it's two or three. You're going to really narrow it down.
When we making this decision.
Don't be looking at least my five.
They go, right there. There you go. I'm working now.
I like the G.
Who?
I like G. G Lee's option. I like Kansas. I like Memphis.
You know Memphis. Penny Hardaway.
I'm still looking at the HBCUs. You know what I'm saying? There's a few of them.
Okay.
It's a few of them. I'm still trying to decide which ones I'm gonna take my visit to. You know what I'm saying?
You talk to Dion Prime?
I ain't spoke.
I know, but you know what I'm saying?
My boy go there though. He play football there. So I think I definitely gotta take a visit over there.
Yeah, take a visit for sure.
I got a question. Sure. If you sign with someone that isn't sponsored by Puma, how does that work?
As far as what?
That's a great question.
So if you sign with Miami, they sponsored by Adidas.
Ooh.
Are you gonna cover up the Adidas while you play? So for instance, LeBron just played in this game in the, what is it? The Drew thing, right?
Truly.
He covered up, taped up the Adidas because he's Nike. Sponsored by
Nike. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not gonna be up to me if it works or not. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be up to the lawyers, gotta go back and forth with that.
Right.
If it works, it's like work, it don't. But
if they want it, gotta make it happen.
That's right. Yeah. Great answer too.
But smart. I'm not finna say,
yeah,
I'm
smart,
not,
bro.
I don't.
Get smart. That motherfucker shot that one up quick. Hey, hold on. That's the lawyer's job.
The lawyer. Right.
Yeah. Love it.
Yes. Hey, so what? Who's been like the hardest player you've played against?
Played against a lot of them, but the hardest one to guard probably Zion Harmon. He graduated in like 2 years ago. What is it? I graduated about 2 years ago, I think. He go to Western Kentucky, but. It's like that.
Hold on, I got some notes now. Let me read my question. Notes. That was. I'm gonna piggyback off your question, Shady. 2022 NBA draft, number one overall pick, number two overall pick. You got Paulo and you got Holmgren.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you dropped 25 on Holmgren.
Yes,
I did.
You did. How was that experience? Because them boys in the NBA right now. How'd you match up against them boys in the NBA?
Well, so much. Chet wasn't really guarding me that game, but I was guarding Chet though. Yeah, I was. Like, it was personal. Like, I love Tate. You know what I'm saying? It was personal. You know, beef or nothing, but it's on the court.
Beating.
It's personal on the court. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't scoring me, but he was flaming. But he was flaming my team, though. But on me, when I was like, I'm finna hold him. Like after I won, same thing. You know, it's funny. Like that game right there. I wanted to guard him coming out. They was like, nah, let so and so guard him. So I'm like, all right. He started flaming him. So I'm like, all right, bro. It's a quarter and a half in the game. Like, it's about to be halftime. Like, bro, I'm finna guard him, bro. Like, so after that, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was guarding him, he ain't score. He ain't want to put the ball down because it's easy for guards to guard bigs because it takes long to put the dribble on the floor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then, like, same thing we was playing Imani Bates. That's my boy. He came out flaming. I was trying to hold him off the, you know what I'm saying, off the rip. Now let so-and-so guard him. So-and-so longer, whatever, this and that. All right, folks come in the game and hit four straight. I'm like, and he came off the bench. He came off the bench into the game and hit four straight. I'm like, no, bro, let me guard him. So I slowed him down, this and that.
But, oh, yeah, then I played against P. Yeah, I've been playing against P, though, since we was, like, little, like, sixth grade. So, that's my boy.
K. Cunningham Barnes, 2021 draft, bro. Like, he
so, you play a lot of dudes.
Because I want to get to, you know, how everybody say you overrated, right? So, I'm giving you an opportunity to kind of lay the foundation. Mm-hmm. You got K. Cunningham, 2021 draft. You got Barnes.
If you know basketball, I'm not overrated. It's a trend, basically. Like, for people get caught up comparing your social media to basketball, you know what I'm saying? Like, they see, I don't get it. I personally don't get it, but it's a trend to call me overrated, for real. Like, that's just it.
So, is there any doubt? Really,
like, you see what I'm doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just very humble about it. I'm not like, oh, I just scored 25 on a song, so I'm supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm supposed to do it. But like, if I don't have 50, then that's when, oh, he's overrated. If I don't have a windmill dunking, oh, he's overrated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right.
So they like compare, not compare, but like when people look at Shady's comparison, they say Barry Sanders, right? The way he ran the ball. They used to call me Baby T.O., right? But more like I was just big. But there was really no comparison there.
Right.
Pac, I don't know who they compared you to. Who they compare you to?
Deion Sanders.
So, Deion Sanders, who would you say your comparison is?
Hold on, though. What are you talking about? Hold on. I can't let that go. Hold on. They can push you to who? Hold on, no.
Shady's talking about.
I try to hold that. I'm going to hold it
that
in,
went
though.
Over my head.
Shady.
That went over my head.
He was nice, but hold on. They can push you to who?
Bro, I cannot control what people compare.
Oh, my bad. My fault. I'm sorry. They compare him to Deion Sanders. Continue. My fault.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna do with Shady.
You my dog. I just did y'all hear that? Never mind.
Oh,
he
my
said they
God.
Compared to Deion Sanders.
So basketball comparison.
They compare me to Donovan Mitchell. Like, that's been the only comparison, to be honest, because I'm I'm like, you say built like him, kind of got the same game, but I got flashes of other people in my game, really. Like, I'm very explosive, quick, you know what I'm saying? I can shoot, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think I like the Donovan Mitchell comparison, but I'm thinking, like, I got a little bit of Dame in me as far as creating my shots, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain shots, you know what I'm saying? I get downhill, taking off.
And you got bounce.
You can say John Morant, but I'm a little bit more like heavier than John Morant. So you can say like, I'm not as big as Westbrook, but that's how I'm trying to come downhill. Right. But probably that's what I see. I pass the ball very well. So, but I don't really try to model my game after anybody. That's why I feel like nobody can really say he plays like so and so. I feel like it's just like a how I'm built type thing, you know what I'm saying?
So one of the things as an athlete, like, I feel like, you know, outside of Shady's, overly confident, right? Like, most dudes, like, struggle with confidence, right? LeBron struggled, you know what I'm saying, at times when he made the move from Cleveland to Miami, and he took on another, like, ultra ego, and he had to check himself, right? How do you navigate through that? Like, being yourself, social media, you got so many people.
Yeah, like, during quarantine, I was depressed, like, going through a lot. Then I had made the move to North Carolina. It was automatically hostile, you know what I'm saying? As it should be. I'm from the West Coast, East Coast, policy, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that whole season right there, like, my confidence, because I wasn't really into the basketball part. I wasn't even trying to hoop no more for her. I was like, bro, this weak, like, bro. I was like, well, I'm trash as hell. Like, I'm weak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, and at that point when my mental was all the way good, then you start hearing the crowd and, like, you hear what everybody's saying, and then it's hard to tune out the noise. So it was a little phase, like, at least 3/4 of that season where I wasn't me. I was like, man, like, I'm off this. I'm not trying to.
You like depressed? Were you depressed?
Yeah. So I was like, I was kind of off that.
So what does that mean? Because a lot of times we throw that word, we use that word lightly. So when you say, like, depressed, you know, that's a powerful word.
You cannot appreciate life. Like, even if you're not depressed, you can still be unappreciated of life. But, like, I was just, like, down bad, bro. Like, not trying to do nothing, bro. Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even really trying to, like, I was trying to be away from
everything. What was the reason?
A lot. It was just a lot going on, a lot of family stuff, a lot of all that. know what I'm saying?
Was that the first major wall? Because you talked about.
Definitely.
Was that the first?
Because I just had such a great, I had a historical, I probably had the coldest freshman season out of everybody that had never been in high school. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Like my freshman season was crazy. I come off a season like that, then you got all this stuff going on. Then you hooping again and you're not yourself. You're like, damn, what happened? You feel me? Like I wasn't getting the gym. Like I was like, man. Like forget all of it. Like I'm not even trying to hoop. You know what I'm saying?
So I didn't know what to expect as you was coming in, bro. I want to say, I want to really give you your flowers because you know your shit from a business perspective.
Oh, for sure.
You talking about things from investment, managing teams. You know what I mean? Putting people in place. You're talking about things that we didn't talk about, man. So I'm super impressed when it comes to that. I'm also super impressed, bro, around your vulnerability. Right, because I think a lot of us athletes, you know, you saw Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan, Naomi Osaka, Simone Biles, so many other athletes, Calvin Ridley, Dak Prescott, come out and talk about their challenges around this whole journey. You know what I'm saying? A lot of athletes deal with that.
So definitely. It's you start judging yourself because everybody's holding you to a certain standard. And if you don't meet those expectations, it's like, like, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta do it for yourself. You can't, that's what I had to learn. Like, I can't do it for everybody. Like, I can't play for the crowd.
That's big,
I can't,
what you know what I'm saying?
Like, I gotta do it for myself.
As long as
like,
you gotta, always keep that mindset.
Like, now, like, I'm glad that I done went through all that and just a lot more because now it's like, man, I'm appreciative of life already and I still got a long way to go. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, man, I just look at life a little differently. I appreciate it more, the highs and the lows, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Lows only going to build you up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just getting battle tested, you know what I'm saying?
So I got a few more questions, and then we open up and see what we missed. But 626, tattoo on your hand, what that mean?
My birthday, I think angel numbers too. Then I see 62, bro, I've been seeing 626. Like every day on the clock for like 3-4 years, bro. Like randomly, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, this is my birthday, so I'm God's angel. So I'm like, this is my angel numbers.
What about the other one right there?
This saying unlimited range, a little dark. Like,
that's what I got.
Hold it up.
Unlimited range. That's what I got.
In what? In basketball?
Yeah.
We'll see after this.
Hey, let me ask you this though. So you talked about all like a lot of the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
And everybody talks about that, but. What are, because you know yourself better than anybody, what are some of the weaknesses that you need to work on in your game?
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything, you know, like I don't really got some, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to work on it. I'm trying to work on everything. Like, you can't never be good enough. That's what I feel like, you know what I'm saying? But, me just coming back off an injury right now, I got to get back strong. Probably that right now.
That was always one thing I used to do with, like,
Can't your shot? You can't start working on your shot. You can't.
So I was thinking about when they scout you. So like, if I had to scout LeSean McCoy, how would I stop him? You know what I mean? That's how I would get better. I would train. Like, damn.
Make him run in the box. Easy question. Duh. Make his ass run in the box.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Duh.
So what was your weakness, baby? No, I was saying, cause, like, I would learn, like, so I would watch, like, damn. When I would watch, like, so I didn't run as tough to the left like I did to the right. You know what I'm saying? Now, real talk. So look, what I would start doing was, I'm sorry, I would always cut back. I would run to the left and always cut back right.
Right.
So I would have to reverse that. You know what I mean? Now I would run more to the right and I would cut back left.
Right.
I don't know, the box, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about.
So, you see, you know, as a player, what would they say?
How would they stop you? I don't think anybody has ever been able to come up with, like, an idea to stop me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's not triple teaming, you can't really stop me. Like, I'd have to just be missing shots or something. Like, but someone stopping me, like, actually making it tough for me, like, I don't think that's happening.
But that's now, though, bro. You different. You talking about high school ball. In right. about a year or two, you're going to be in the NBA.
You just said you who we played Kawhi, against, though, who was first round draft.
Yeah, you're going to have Kawhi. You're going to have Kawhi Leonard right. guarding you. You're going to have Paul George guarding you.
Honestly, that's when it well, gets yeah, different. I'm not taking that away from nobody, but I didn't play against pro guys before. Yeah. Like, the game is not, it's not much different.
Keep
and that, honestly,
keep your attitude right.
The game is easier if you know the game and you can play the game. Like how I was telling you, I see stuff, two plays ahead. Like, those pro dudes on the same page as me. You know what I'm saying? Rather, I'm playing with dudes in high school and they're not seeing it. So it's like, damn, you can't make that. You're not seeing that cut right. Like, you gotta see that cut right there. You gotta know right. this and that, you know what I'm saying? But the game is easier, honestly, but the competition leagues obviously best in the world. But
so Shady asked about the scouting report as a ball player, as a man, as a young man, you know, what would you say some areas of opportunity for you to grow? Like, what you focus on as a person?
Just as a person?
Yeah. Because we can't forget about that, right? The athlete, the Neil deals, all that cool. But how you going to grow as a man one day as a father? You know what?
You just got to go. I feel like you just got to keep going through. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep going through things to grow, in order to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then me, I pick up, like, I'm chill. Like, I sit back and watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, even being around Brian, like, When I'm around Brian and stuff, I don't just watch what Brian does, you know what I'm saying? But I'll take notes, like you about to go do this. I'll take notes to see what it's really like Brian stop in and out the house, you know what I'm saying? Maybe once a day, twice a day, I'm like, he got to go do this. I'm like, damn, man, that's how it's going to be. Man, I was really like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I take notes on a lot of stuff. So I feel like I'm definitely, like, got a lot of knowledge off that. And that helps me grow, because I know not to do this, because I done seen what happened, because he did it. You know what I'm saying?
A big lesson that, real quick, in your DMs, it's a big lesson for y'all and Unc. If they too old for you, send them to Uncle Shady. I got you. I'm going to make the right decision. You made the right decision, baby. I got you.
I wouldn't necessarily say if they too old, but I send you some for sure. No.
Rapping.
Go ahead, Matt.
With the rapping, went through your... all your stuff, is that a stress reliever? Are you trying to be a rapper? I know basketball is your main.
Dan can rap too.
Right. Like, Dan. It's just like a way to get stuff off my chest. Cause I keep being like, I don't go talk to nobody. All my problems, I just keep being, but putting in the music is just a way. And then for people to hear it like that, like my homies and shit like that, like, I ain't drop, man. I don't think I'm a drop, man, because, you know, politics playing to that. I don't want to get framed or anything like that.
100 songs, you ain't going to drop one?
I got more.
Can we hear some right now?
Yeah, let's get one.
Let's hear some right now. You rap, I'll rap.
The top.
If you rap, I'll rap.
Don't do it.
What you mean? Like,
yeah, like freestyle. If you freestyle, I'll freestyle.
I'll tell you, I can't
freestyle. Something you wrote.
I don't write either. I go in there and we'll come
up. But you got 100 songs, though. Over 100 songs.
I got 100 songs, 100 clips.
You remember? Something that you like, yo, I wrote this. This was on my mind. I wrote this.
I don't write.
Like, outside of rapping, do you do any journaling or any writing?
Nah, that's really my journal. Like, that's my journalism. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I've tried to write a song before, but I couldn't do it. And I was like, that's not how I'm, like, I got to go in there how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? I can't just think of some, come up with some stuff. Like, I like to, like, when you listen to my music, you'll hear me tell a story through it or put real stuff in. Right. I'm not just rapping, talking about no BS. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm a dog lover. What kind of animals do you like?
All of them, bro.
Say you're a crocodile hunter or something.
Crocodile.
I ain't done that, but I like all the animals. Like, people call me crazy. Like,
snakes?
But like, I don't like snakes, but I be bored. I got way too much free time. You feel me? So I went to go get a snake, bro. Like, I went to go get a
like
snake.
Like a rattlesnake.
Nah, I'm not a cobra. It's called an Arizona king snake, right?
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
But hold on though. But it escaped.
It what?
In the house?
Oh my god. how big was it?
Oh, it was like this
big. How long did it take you to find it?
Big, huh?
Poisonous and what?
No, it's not poisonous.
But how long did you take you to find it?
I ain't found it. It's just in there.
It's in the crib?
Yeah, but it's not big enough to bite you and do no damage.
Two wings.
Is dead.
But he ain't dead. Oh,
wait. So, wait, you ain't find it yet.
What do
you
mean? Listen, I had this.
We stopped looking for it.
This is no lie.
We stopped looking for it.
I had a python
that happened to me.
This is under God's crazy.
So I had a python that got out the cage.
Y'all bad owners.
When I was in Denver. And when we finally, I finally found them, and like I could tell he had ate some, but I had put him back in the cage with the light and everything on him, and he passed. I literally was in tears, and I blamed everybody in the house for that, and it was really my fault too.
It was your fault?
Yeah, because I left the fucking.
It ate your dog, bro?
What's the name?
Both of y'all need to talk to Tarzan.
It ate your dog.
No. Both of y'all need to talk to Tarzan. You know Tarzan?
I couldn't tell what he ate, but like he passed away like
two days later. Oh, I thought you said he ate.
So much respect for you, bro. Seriously, like big business talk today. We learned a lot. You know, I think a lot of our audience learned a lot and respect you even more. And the things that you talked about today, bro, like it took us years to figure some of this stuff out. You know, my biggest takeaway from this conversation is what you said is like, you know what? You're going to make mistakes, but you got to learn from them. And I mean, that's the biggest advice, bro, is like it's a journey. You know what I mean? So,
and it's beautiful. You only get one.
That's right. But like where you at right now, you light years ahead of so many other athletes, especially us, man. So a lot of respect for you.
That's love. I appreciate that for sure.
Appreciate you, brother.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie detector test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct.